Ralph Pardo, 745 12th Street. Mayor, council, and staff. The item of concern is the possible sale of 4 acres of industry zone city property to Alex Lopez. 4 acres of land is approximately 4 football fields of land. It is my understanding that the property will be partially used to relocate the Orange Cove Smog Station as well as the muffler shop. I was told by our city manager that the great majority of the land would be sought to be used for storing and dismantling automobiles. On further inquiry, I discovered that the permits for wrecking yards are no longer issued within Fresno County. If anyone wishes to develop a wrecking yard, one needs to acquire a pre-existing one. And there is such a business up for sale right now in Orange Cove. The main reason cities hold vacant industry or even commercial property is to have it is to have the property readily available for companies wishing to locate in the area with the potential of making a significant impact to the area by either becoming a good revenue generator for the city or by having the potential to provide good jobs for the community. Both are desperately needed in Orange Cove. I see the relocation of the smog station and muffler shop as doing neither. In September of 2014, a 30,000 economic development study was completed and submitted to the Orange Cove City Council by California State University Fresno. We discovered there are indeed some good opportunities available for Orange Cove area. Orange Cove can greatly benefit by searching out and acquiring a company willing to take local citrus fruit and process it further for wholesale and even retail markets. Such companies may include a dehydration plant capable of processing and packaging fruit gift items, dried glazed fruit. Currently, the city has the land available, and local growers have plenty of citrus fruit. The property of concern is the most exposed corner of the industrial park. Such a location would be vital for large facilities office space. The selling of this property would make this opportunity much less attractive, barring any new owner would be willing to sell it back without attempting to profiteer from this transaction. Given the potential new owner plans to develop a small portion of the property, such an opportunity may very well be lost. In our remote location, at the east edge of Fresno County, the Orange Cove community has little opportunities of this type. It would be a shame to see this one taken away. We need to move beyond politics and do something really worthwhile for our community. Our families deserve better. Now, for the new council members, if you haven't had a chance to look over the economic development strategy, Mr. Escobar has one right now, may not have one tomorrow. But you do have it on online, or will have it online?
We will have it, yes.
And it'd be nice if you guys could view it before making a final decision on this, because it is a real good job. I know it because I was part of it. Thank you very much.
You want to come up the stairs?
We are good here.
Irene Alvarado, Orange Cove resident, concerned citizen. I share the same concerns that Mr. Pardo just expressed to you tonight. I believe that if you stray away from this economic development strategy that the city just, you know, spent all these thousands of dollars, it's kind of useless if you're bringing in consultants and telling you what we need to do. But if you go astray from that, it just doesn't make sense. And just the fact that we do have prime land that we would consider here in Orange Cove that's up for grabs, but yet you're going to want to sell it for the benefit of only one individual, whereas a community, we are in dire need of jobs, you know, job creation, not just to the benefit of one individual. So keep that in mind. And also, if you already have a junkyard that's readily available for sale, that's on the market, why is the city at this time? I also question the timing, because Mayor Lopez has been on this council for the last 3 years at least. And so he's not a new council, even though he says he is, but you never brought this forth before. So I question the timing, why now? And this isn't what we want. as a community or what we need. We're not big enough. There's a lot of chop shops out here. You know, a lot of cars being stolen that aren't being reported, or at least publicly, but that it's a problem. I mean, just the other day we heard a pizza delivery guy, they either stole his car or were attempting to steal his car. And you want to bring a dismantling business, 4 acres? Are we going to be known as that? You know, these are serious decisions you make. Anybody can say, I make the motion, I second it. But you're dealing with people's lives, people's futures. You know, take the time to pray about it. You don't have to jump on it and say, okay, because the mayor said. Come on. Is this the future you want for your kids? Your grandkids? Is this why you wanted this so bad? Because these are the promises you guys made to the people. I'll put it out there on your flyer, if that's what it'll take. But this is something we don't want. We don't want it. We don't need it. You know, think about it. What's in it for you? Because we're not getting nothing out of it. Thank you.
Mayor and Council, just want to respond to some of the questions or some of the comments. Mr. Pardo is correct about the dismantling as far as the permits and so forth. But never in our conversation did I mention that this was going to be a dismantling facility because there is no permits allowed for it. This is something that Mr. Lopez has actually been talking to me about for 2.5 years now. And the conversation that I've had with him is, you know, I will not present something to the council unless you're absolutely ready financially to do something. As a council, we're not in the business of creating land barons. We want somebody that wants to come in and actually do something. And hopefully sparks the interest of other businesses that I have been talking to me and negotiating, looking at our 14 acres, that they see there's something happening here that, you know, because we've had that property now for over 10 years. And we've negotiated, we've spoken to juicing plants, and nothing's ever happened. And so if there's the part of the dismantling, and Mr. Lopez can come up and speak in a little bit as well regarding this and kind of clarifies what his intent is for this business, but it's never been discussed for it to be a dismantling facility because it's not allowed.
Okay. This is Robert Lopez, 576 Street, Orange Cove. I approached the manager pertaining to this property over here on Center Street and South, and I also had the opportunity to purchase some land there. And I had a discussion with him. He said that I would have to provide to the city some that would be attractive, not just any tin roof or whatever, but some that would be very attractive to the city of Orange Cove. And he told me to provide some pictures or as to what I wanted to put on that land, if in case I purchased the land. He gave me some good advice, direction, anybody else in the city of Orange Cove, or even in the city out of the city of Orange Cove, can purchase land there. So, I think that this Mr. Lopez guy, he's not related to me either, but I give him a lot of credit, because if he wants to progress, well, if he's got the money, why not? Thank you.
Thank you. Yes, Mr. Lopez?
Hi, I'm the owner of Orange Cove Mall, and I was talking to Sam about 3 years ago. That I want to extend my business because I don't have the room, because my new business is towing. So that's why I want to purchase 4 acres, 3 acres, 2 acres, wherever you guys want to sell me, you know, for I could make another business. Many were saying a lot of businesses are closing in Orange Cove. Thank God I want to open another business. Yeah. And I don't know if people like him, it's always negative, you know, trying to close business out, you know, that's no good. You know, this give me the green light and we can start doing business.
Yes. Thank you, Mr. Lopez.
And just to, I want to add something that in conversation that Mr. Lopez and I had, he actually would like at some point in the near future convert his that business into potentially a veterinarian building. So that's something that'll beautify our downtown in that corner building. He has a daughter who's currently going to school to be a veterinarian, and so he'd like to provide that as an office for you know, so she can practice in Orange Cove. And so that's something that he's also considering. So this is you know, the conversations that we have. But I just like I tell him, I tell everybody else, I said, if you're not ready financially to do something, then you know, there's no discussion. You know, so that's kind of where we're at now at this point.
Mayor, may I address something Mr. Escobar stated?
You spoke already.
Oh, but he added some stuff.
Sir,
to my...
sir. Is that it?
Yeah.
Okay, we're going to go into executive session. Can we go upstairs or what?
Yeah, we'll go upstairs.
We go upstairs.